Say, okay, Tony, well, you've helped me understand where conflicts might come from, but what's the solution? Good question. The solution first is an awareness and appreciation of what this is all about. When things start to happen in a relationship, you got to first take a look and say, okay, right now if I'm starting to react, what's really triggering this is fear. When people say, I'm stressed about this, stress is a code word for fear. And the fear that's the deepest is if you don't achieve this, if they don't do this, if they don't respond that way, if they don't like this, if they don't respect this, if this doesn't happen, then you're not enough and you won't be loved and therefore you will die. This is the basis. So the way you make your relationships work is you first create a great relationship with yourself. You first got to learn to love yourself. Because if you're going to a relationship to get that instead of give that love, then you're going to be with two people that are starving trying to take each other's food. And, you know, that's the definition of hell, right? All that you're looking for is inside you. So the way you create relatedness is you start with you. And the way you start with you is you got to say to yourself, what do I love about myself? What is worth loving within myself? And you got to create an action plan, as I said earlier, that can allow you to start to feel that. And the way to do that is to ask a simple question. If I want someone to feel totally loved by me, what would I do? What would I do? Because actions speak louder than words, right? Well, you might say, I'd tell them I love them, and I'd say it in a certain tone of voice. When's the last time you looked in your own eyes in the mirror and said, I love you? I mean, really looked and said it and meant it. People go, I can't go on doing that stuff, staring in the mirror. I'm done with these tapes. You're getting a little over the edge, boy. No, when's the last time you really did that? You know, for that matter, when's the last time you looked into someone else's eyes who you're around all the time and stopped and just focused and said, I love you through your eyes and face, not just with the words. We all know we can't give to other people what we haven't given to ourselves. There's nothing to give. You can't go in empty and expect to fill somebody else up, and you sure as heck can't go to a relationship always empty and expect that that person's going to feel good about being related to you. They're going to feel like you're a taker, not a giver. So fill yourself up. What else would you do if you wanted someone to know you love them? You might do things for them. You might take some special time for them. What are you going to do for yourself? What special time could you take for yourself? What else would you do if you really, really adored somebody? What else would you do? You might tell other people how great they are. You go, well, can I tell other people how great I am? Yeah, you can if you do it elegantly. You absolutely can. As long as you do it with a little smile on your face and go, oh, I'm pretty good. Can I tell you what I did? Because I want to hear what you did. I'm just learning to acknowledge myself. And you know what? If you do it and you're not fully yourself, you're just acknowledging the truth, it inspires other people. But if you do it and you try to pretend like you're not doing, go, yeah, well, let me tell you what else I've accomplished. That's not connecting with yourself, and so you can't connect with anybody else, and you're just seen as a blowhard. Well, there are other words to use, but they're a little more graphic, and I think I'll avoid them at this time. You know what I mean, right? You got to connect with yourself. So before we do anything else, I've talked about so many things here. Maybe you want to take some notes and jot down a couple of these principles, and maybe you say, okay, all right, one of the things he's talked about so far is when I get upset, I need to ask myself, what's really happening here? Am I responding to my past or the present? I need to ask myself, what else could this mean? I'm just going to do that for the next 3 days or the next week. I'm going to do that all day long in any upset I have. That might be a nice thing to do. Because if I was doing this as a tape program, honestly, I'd do a whole library and we'd break it down. So maybe you want to start with that. But right now, and there's a bunch of things we've done here. Why am I in this relationship? To magnify my emotion. Now, are these the emotions I want to magnify is the question. No. Very good. For me to feel this way, I have to give it a meaning. What's the meaning I'm giving this? Well, what else could it mean? You know, Tony said the principle, it's not about me. If they're doing this stuff and they're coming at me, it's because they need significance. They're screaming for significance, or they just need some love. It's not about me. They're not trying to hurt me. They're just trying to meet their own needs. So we've talked about a lot already, haven't we? If I'm really in a position where I'm really, really upset with somebody, you know, is it something I'm upset with myself about? Asking quality questions gets you quality answers, what gets you a quality life.